Bienvenue à Lagnap.
Voilà, chers auditeurs, bienvenue, hello, and welcome to Lagnap. I'm your host, Erica Smith, and today on the show, I think we can kind of start getting the feel from the first song, what the theme is today, because we're arriving the end of October, and we're getting into what? All Saints Day, Toussaint in Louisiana. And that was Hot 8 Brass Band with Ghost Town. And the way that things are going in the world, we about to make the whole world into a big old ghost town. But that is a whole nother story for a whole nother day and maybe for a whole political debate somewhere else. But not on Landing Up Today. We have room for things that are small, special, but we want gifts. We want wonderful, beautiful things. And that's not what the world is giving. But we're getting into All Saints Day, Toussaint, where we celebrate our beloved past family members and even friends, you know. So I wanted to show today to reflect basically the remembrance or the memory of our dear loved ones that have passed on. So today the show will, in a way, not in a way, but it actually will celebrate our beloved family members. And at the same time, give a little bit of the history of All Saints Day or Toussaint in Louisiana via the magazine 64 Parishes, which is a beautiful magazine that was produced a little over 10 years ago or about 10 years ago. And it covers a wide array of historical and current events that are taking place in Louisiana today, but all through historical events. And then fast forward into the future. So we're actually going to continue with the music with Christian Scott Atunda Adjua and Fatima 400.
Yeah!
Et voilà, chers auditeurs, and yes, our listeners, that was Christian Scott Atunde Adjoa with Fatima Aisha Rokoru 400. And just before that little musical break, I mentioned that a lot of the information for the shows that we use on Lanyap here at Kennel Suit comes from a quarterly magazine by the name of 64 Parishes. But what I didn't know is that they have actually been in existence since 1971. And it was a project of the Louisiana Endowment for the Humanities. So, of course, what their goal was to share everything that there could be shared about Louisiana history, and it's basically to explore Louisiana's past and basically reflect on the present. So that's from their website. So that started in 1971, and they came out with the magazine in 1990, and in 2008, so the Louisiana Endowment for the Humanities launched something called Know LA. It's an online encyclopedia of Louisiana. And 64 Parishes, and this is from their website, represents the evolution of the works between Louisiana Cultural Vistas in 1990 and the encyclopedia that was launched in 2008. So I think that's about right. Maybe for 64 Parishes Online, I believe it was about 10 years ago that things started showing up, but I could be wrong. And it's always, if you want more information about 64 Parishes, of course, it will be on the website for not only for Canal Sud on Lanyap, but also on our blogspot at the l.31blogspot.com. But like I said, today we're talking about something that's really, really important in Louisiana around this time period, coming towards the end of October, towards the beginning of November, actually November 1st, which is All Saints Day. And All Saints Day is really a way, like we said, to really celebrate and remember our loved ones who have passed on. And so it was since the 19th and early 20th centuries in the cemeteries in New Orleans, which took on a very, very festive air for All Saints Day. Families would actually go in, have picnics, and visit among friends while they decorated and also took care of the tombs and the different tombstones, as well as taking care of the cemetery itself. So you have to know that because water rises in Louisiana, and Louisiana is below sea level, and a lot of times people who live near the Mississippi, they would see boats that are higher than their houses. So imagine when it's time to actually bury family members, for example, you have to bury them higher than the water table. So that meant that a lot of the tombstones or graves were out of the ground or in mausoleums or in those types of areas. And of course, All Saints Day, or Toussaint as we call it in Louisiana, was celebrated by mostly Catholic families. But of course, if you're from South Louisiana, it doesn't matter if you're Catholic or Protestant. November 1st, you have family members that are going to go and clean off the tombstones and burial sites of family members. So like I said, in order to kind of like celebrate this this period of All Saints and Toussaint, it's a little music that I've chosen to kind of go along with the kind of festivities of the memories that we have with our family members. And one of these songs that I found was from Alan Toussaint, which is also very fitting for this time period, and it's called Last Train.
Last train a running between the water with the power line. Last train a running around the hill. Last train a leaving on the quarter. 2 hours down. Last chance to get your last thrill. This world is getting so much faster. Thank you.
chers auditeurs. Ça, c'était Mr. Idris Mohammed, Peace of Mind. Et juste avant ça, c'était Alan Toussaint, Last Train. Of course, the wonderful last name of Mr. Toussaint. Toussaint, which means All Saints in English. But of course, in Louisiana, we say Toussaint. You know, it's like, are you going to go take it? We know what's going on with Toussaint, right? We're not going to ask, you know, somebody, what are you doing on that day? We already know what people are supposed to be doing. We already know that family members and even friends are supposed to go to the different grave sites and clean them up once a year, because I know that they do that here in France. You know, one of the jokes, or not really a joke, but one of the things that I've always shared with my kids was like, okay, you can remember your mom, like once your parents are gone and once your friends are gone, remember your parents, that's good, but don't live in the cemetery. That's something completely different, where it's, there's sometimes when I got here in the very beginning, I was convinced that people lived in the cemeteries and they were more focused on the dead than the living. But with the Toussaint that we have at home, we also recognize the living and the dead, right? So there's both. There's not just this feeling of this just one-sidedness, and that there was this equilibrium between the two, right? So, of course, you're going to continue with the music, right? This is a special dedication to Joy Natoma. She shared with me this particular artist. She's a pianist. Her name is Mary Lou Williams. And the name of this song is Free Spirit. So, of course, we'll continue our All Saints Toussaint celebration with, of course, music. And here is Mary Lou Williams with Free Spirits. But, you know, I have to make sure that it's actually with the right thing at the right time. And I think it's going to be this one. Yeah, here it is. Here it is. Here it is. Well, I guess Mary Lou wants to do her own thing and not really show up. So we're going to move on to another one I think you all know and love. It's going to be Miss Irma Thomas.
I don't know what you got, baby, but it sure is good to me. I don't know what you're doing wrong to me, baby, but you're so good to me. I've been loving you, honey, a long time, and you're you, man, for 20 long years. If it takes 40 more, you know I've got the will to try. I don't know what you're doing to me, baby, but it sure is good to me. Whatever you do wrong, honey, you're still good to me. Gonna keep loving you, baby, for 20 more years. After that, I'm gonna try for 40. You know I've got the will to try. I don't know what you're doing to me, baby, but you're showing. Thank you.
Et voilà, chers auditeurs, and yes, dear listeners, that was Mrs. Mary Lou Williams, Free Spirits. That was the song that I wanted to share with y'all via Miss Joy Natomo, who actually introduced me to this artist, and I thought that this would be one of the nicest songs to actually include with the Toussaint or All Saints celebration on the show today. There was something else in doing the research a little bit for the show, even though I haven't spoken much. There is always messages in music, right? This is something that I've always shared with either my clients or my students, is that even when you're working with sound, right? Of course, you can hear my voice, but you can't see me. There are visuals, right, in our voices. And so, or especially with music, and especially, not just or, and especially with music. So even though I might not speak a lot in a particular show, the music actually speaks for itself, or whatever clips are found actually speak more volumes than I ever could, right? So this next item was something that I found also, like I said, during the research for the show today, other than, you know, looking online for 64 parishes and some tracks, for example, with Alan Toussaint and Last Train. There's just something that I found that Muhammad Ali said many years ago. I'd actually have to find the exact reference to which or when this took place, but he was speaking, and I think you'll understand why this particular item was chosen at the time, or actually for this time period and for the show today. So I'll let you take a listen. And of course, we'll probably close out with a little music. But what he has to say in this particular speech that he gave speaks volumes to what needs to happen and how things need to take place. So, all right, here we go.
What am I going to do in the next 16 years? What's the best thing I can do? Get ready to meet God. Owning real estate, going in business, teaching boxers, that won't get me to heaven. God is watching me. God don't praise me because I beat Joe Frazier. God don't care nothing about England or America as far as your wealth. It's all his. He wants to know, how do we treat each other? How do we help each other? So I'm going to dedicate my life to using my name and popularity, helping charities, helping people, uniting people, bringing people bumming each other because of religious beliefs. We need somebody in the world to help make peace. So when I die, if there's a heaven, I want to see it. Because we live how long? 80 years? The odds are everybody in this room, some of you are going to be dead 20 years from now. Some of you are going to be dead 50 years from now. Some are going to be dead 30, and some are going to be dead 60, 70 years from now. We all going to die soon. So this is a test to see where will we spend our life in heaven or hell. This is not the life now. Your real self is inside you. Your body gets old. Some of you go to look at the fridge, you don't have no teeth. Your hair is leaving you. Your bodies get tired. But your soul and your spirit never die. That's going to live forever. So your body is just housing your soul and spirit. So God is testing us on how we treat each other, how we live, to see where our real home be in heaven. So this physical stuff don't last for so long. So my car, this building is going to be here when the man who built it dead. There have been many kings and queens of England. They're all dead. After this one is gone, another one will come. So we don't stay here. We're just trustees. We don't own nothing. Even your children are not yours, if you think I'm lying. Your wife is not yours. You don't own your children. You don't own your family. So what am I saying? The most important thing about life is what's going to happen when you die. Are you going to go to heaven or hell? And that's eternity. How long is eternity? So what am I going to do when I'm through fighting? I only have 16 years to be productive. Get myself ready to meet God and go to the best place. Don't that make sense?
Thank you. They will come for you. They will rob you of your balloon and ask you to smile. They will come for you. They will come for your magic. They will come because your heart glows in the dark. Because you are familiar but not the same. Because there is love in your throat. Because every 9 months you give birth to a soldier. They will come for you just in case. So put your dreams in your front pocket. Use the ones before you as anchor weights and raise the sun. The oppressed outnumber the oppressors. Protect your magic. Freedom is on the move. And they will come.
Unholy war, but demons are coming. Boy, you better run. Go take your freedom, honor, within the water. Redemption keep you warm, so you better run.
Yeah.